This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You know the feeling when someone really gets you when you're not being diagnosed or labelled, but met with genuine care and connection. Well, that's at the heart of Therapy Schmerapy, which is a Melbourne-based mental health practice led by neurodivergent and gender-diverse counsellors with lived experiences. And joining me in the studio is Talia Koulis, who is founder and counsellor at Therapy Schmerapy.
Hello.
Welcome to Drive, Talia.
Thank you for having me, Warren.
I've got to ask. I love the name. It sounds like something like you would say, oh, I don't need therapy. Therapy Schmerapy.
Well, that's part of it.
Is it?
It's definitely part of reducing stigma, changing how people see therapy. Therapy Schmerapy is also light as well. It's a bit of a joke.
It is.
Me and my partner all the time will say Therapy Schmerapy, Coffee Schmoppy. Like, so it's a
play on that. Is that your baby language?
No, it's not a baby language, I wouldn't say. It's more of a, just making light of situations,
Tell us about Therapy Schmerapy.
So you summed it up pretty well. We are telehealth-based across the country and counsellors and peer mental health workers. So we all come in with our own lived and living experience, and it's meant to be a shift on what we all see as traditional therapy, which seems more clinical. It can feel like you're talking to a brick wall. Mm-hmm. We've been there. We've gone through our own mental health experiences too. We continue to. And so we're trying to shift the dynamic there in the therapy space.
Now, your team, as I mentioned, is made up of neurodivergent, gender-diverse folks with lived experience. Mm-hmm. Why was that important to you when you were building this space?
There's a really big gap in the mental health space, always has been, and it's gradually starting to be filled in terms of people, psychologists, counsellors, social workers, psychiatrists, actually sharing their identities. It hasn't been until recently that we're actually seeing queer counsellors or queer psychologists actually being open and proud, and it helps us connect more. So we're doing that on a times 10. It's not just we're queer, we're neurodivergent, we've gone through all different things, and it's about, I suppose, being open about it, embracing it, and starting the conversation.
Do you think that's important, I suppose, in terms of developing rapport with someone, knowing that someone has lived the experience in perhaps what you're going through and you need counselling for?
100%. I think it makes it so much easier. I've had people even say to me during the first appointment that I felt like I knew you better than my psychologist I've known for 10 years before we even got on the call, just from reading about me on the website.
Now, you've mentioned that one of the things that sets you apart is depathologizing your approach to mental health. What does that mean?
So depathologizing is essentially stepping away from the clinical model that we know.
Okay.
It's moving away from labeling and diagnosing and more toward seeing people as they are. The way I like to think of it is, instead of saying what's wrong with you, we're saying what's happened to you. And when we think about psychology or mental health, it's all based on this book called the DSM.
And we've heard of that big book.
Yeah, we have. We've heard of the big book. Great. It's a very controversial book, in my opinion. But for some reason, it's still what is relied upon for mental health support. It's still what you learn in university, but it's the same book that it wasn't until 1973 that homosexuality was removed as a mental disorder. It's the same book that keeps our trans and gender diverse people from accessing the healthcare that they need today. So I don't think it's that controversial to say we're depathologizing, we're not going for the book. We're critical of it.
One thing that I like is, instead of treating mental health struggles as problems to be fixed, you see them as very human responses to a world that can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
That is a big shift. Mm-hmm. How do people usually respond when you introduce that reframe? I get it, because it's, you know, I see a psychologist and it's taken me years to realize my reactions, my anxiety, is a normal reaction.
years
to what's happening. But it's taken a while to think that something's not wrong with me. How do your clients react?
I'm sure you can relate to when you got to that point. It's an immediate relief, weight off your shoulders to realize that. Imagine being told for years that you're the one that needs to be fixed, and then coming into a space and being told, no, actually, this, given this context, this makes perfect sense how you're responding to things. It then allows people to move from a place of self-criticism and shame to empowerment and self-compassion as well.
Where, if you're just joining us, we're chatting with Talia Koulis, founder and counsellor at Therapy Shmerapy. Love the name, Talia. Now, you've said that genuine human connection is one of the most powerful tools in healing. How do you and your team create that connection, especially when so many of your sessions happen over telehealth? Can you still create that connection?
100%. It's not as hard as you think it would be. Even though it's through telehealth, I get that it seems a bit counterintuitive. It starts before the session even begins. It's through, like I mentioned before, on our website. Every single person in our team has their own page on our website that goes through the usual gist of what you would find at any clinic, as well as their own list of lived and living experiences. So you can actually go in and pick someone who's gone through the same situations that you have. Then the next thing is, in our intake forms, we ask people to ask us questions. What do they want to know about us? Sometimes people don't have questions for us, that's fine. But when they do, we can answer them. Another thing we do is trying to break down the barriers of professionalism. Before the session even starts, we're contacting people to say, you can have snacks during our session, you can be in bed, you can be wearing your PJs, we don't care, as long as you're showing up as you as much as possible, we're happy for you to be there. So for me, it's before you even get to the first appointment that it's actually started.
Talia, we live in the world can be quite nasty at times, and we're seeing that at the moment in particular towards certain groups in the community.
Yeah.
How do you stay grounded? How do you keep going? Because I imagine it can be quite complex and heavy at times when clients present with their concerns. How do you stay grounded?
The power of community is unreal. It's external and internal community too. I think it's not only the amazing Therapy Shmerapy team. Shout out to Claire Munns.
Are they listening?
Avanthi, Christine and Alex Cuff. Not sure. Maybe not. They also have
they
day jobs.
They better be.
Shout out to them. Amazing team. We support each other pretty well. But it's also external. It's the people who look at our content. We're on Instagram and comment and relate to it. People that share our content who message us and say, hey, I love that post. Thank you so much. You've put things into words that I could never describe before.
What are some moments that remind you how meaningful it is to be able to help someone?
Oh, lots of moments. I think I can be a bit of a crier during sessions with people when we finish sessions, and I don't think it's appropriate to hide it. I think it's actually appropriate to show it. Because it's genuine connection, and that's not just from the person that's accessing the services side, it's from our side too. So moments when people move on because they don't really need us anymore for now, it's great. Beautiful moments.
Love it. Talia, thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Talia Koulis from Therapy Shmerapy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.